Have a lesson? Anybody not get a lesson? Yeah, there's lessons out there if you'd like one. Amen. And if you didn't get one, you can go ahead and get one. Psalm 119. Let's stand if you're physically able. This will be our last lesson on Psalm 119 until the fall. Amen. We'll pick it up again in the fall. And we mentioned our summer series on the devil battling the adversary. And there's a couple other Wednesdays where we'll have, of course, Vacation Bible School right around the bend. I can't wait for that. I always love VBS. I was remembering last year when it was in the 70s for VBS. Not in the kitchen, though, Meemaw. It wasn't in the 70s in the kitchen. But just think how much hotter it would have been. Amen. And but it probably will not be in the 70s again the last week of July. And we'll need laborers for that. Praise God. It's always a wonderful week of the year. Just how God always blesses. And then Friend Day with Brother Mitchell. And then the next thing you know, it's going to be Labor Day. You know how that goes. Amen. The time flies by. Whether you're having fun or not, it still flies by. Psalm 119, we'll read verses 73 through 80. As is our custom, let's read responsibly. I'll read the odd-numbered verses. Would you read the even-numbered verses with me through verse 80? Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Father, please bless your word to our hearts and conform us into the image of your dear Son. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. Just a quick way of review there off the front. And I know you're getting familiar with this part here. The review, we continued our study of Psalm 119, amen. And by following the Hebrew alphabet, and the Hebrew alphabet there, the letter is the letter Teth, T-E-T-H, all capitals, T-E-T-H. The letter Teth there, by looking with the psalmist who could say, it is well with my soul, amen. And we looked at that in our last lesson there. Despite his adverse circumstances, which were used to strengthen his faith. You know, sometimes we get the wrong idea about God. God, why are you doing this to me? And what we have there is we have the wrong preposition. It's not, why are you doing this to me? It's, God, I know that you're doing this for me. There's a difference there, amen. And God, as we in our opening prayer tonight, all things work together for good to them that love God. Even the times that we don't like, even the circumstances that come into our lives that we just resist, God uses those. Amen. For His good. Amen. And so we had 4 points last week. We'll just go through them quick. He shared His word of testimony in verse number 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. And then His wish for teaching, verses 66 through 68. Teach me good judgment and knowledge. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. His way in testing, verses 69 through 71. And then we looked finally in verse 72, the law of thy mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. His wealth of treasure was found in the Word of God. Amen. And thank God. Boy, we mentioned it last week, but we have got a treasure chest here, folks. This is worth more than all the treasures of all the world right here. It's the very Word of God to our hearts. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Okay, each verse in this section, verses 73 through 80, begins with the Hebrew letter Jod, okay? Or Yod or Yod, however you want to say it. This letter that Jesus referred to in Matthew 5:18. Why don't you hold your place there in Psalm 119 and go over to Matthew chapter 5. Interesting little tidbit that God gives us in His Word here. Matthew chapter 5 in verse number 18. Really, the Lord Jesus starts this phraseology here in verse number 17. Where he says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen. And then he says, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass one jot or yod, that's that word, or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. The jot was literally the dotting of an I. The tittle was the crossing of a T. And Jesus is saying, that's how much, that's how completely I am going to fulfill the law. And thank God He's the only one who ever did. And I want to just say this as a side note here. Isn't it great that our God inspires and protects the thoughts of God, the phrases of God, the words of God, the letters of God, and even the punctuation marks of God. Amen. Thy word is settled in heaven, O Lord. Amen? And by the way, it's settled on that pulpit, and it's settled in your lap too. Amen? We're not looking for the Bible, we found it. Amen? And it's preserved right here for us in this glorious old King James Bible. So, Jesus referred to in Matthew 5:18 is the blank line there. We put ourselves in good company. That's the title of our message tonight. We put ourselves in good company when we trust God's Word. This is what God has given us. God has given us His Word. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. How do we learn about God? Do we just look around? Well, certainly we do. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Romans 1 tells us that the invisible things are clearly seen from the creation of the world, so that a lost world is without excuse. You cannot look around and not seek God. But primarily, we learn about Him, His attributes, in His book that He's given us. Amen. Look number one, if you would, there, at verse 73, Roman numeral number one. We see three things about the Lord here in our text. We see, first of all, the Lord's hand in verses 73 through 75. If you look at verse number 73, he's praising God. He says, thy hands have made me. He sees the Lord's hand in number one in making him. He was sure that the Lord had a part in making him. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you know where the original Ten Commandments are in your Bible? Some say, well, they're in Exodus 20, aren't they? Oh, I'm sorry, I said the original Ten Commandments. They're in Genesis 1. Let there be... You know what? God commanded light, and you know what happened? Light came. And you follow it, there's 10 of them. Very interesting, amen. But you know, when God got ready to make man, though He could have spoken man into glorious existence, He reached down and grabbed a clump of clay out of Eden and began to fashion it. You know, there's something to things that are handmade. You know, there really is. Listen, thank God for Brother Jim. You worked in the machinist industry, and Brother Tom, I know you did in aerospace, and Brother Kelly and others of you, I did. Machines can turn out parts. Man, they can cut metal fast. I mean, boom, boom. But there's something to getting something that's handmade. Years ago, my uncle was stationed at Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines, and he sent back this gorgeous, we had it, I think, until we moved Mom, and then we just didn't have any room for it. It was so big. It was an eagle that was carved, Brother Lem, by hand out of wood, a gigantic piece of wood. And somebody had taken the time and taken those chisels and just piece by piece carved that out of hand. Hey, you know what? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the very hand of Almighty God made you and I. Pastor Donald was sharing a story about when his little son Charlie was born, and the doctor was in there and holding up Charlie's head. He said, you know, God was doing that to my head at the same time with His hands. You ought to study the hand of the Lord sometime. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Amen. His hands are still powerful. And He knew that the Lord's hand had here a part in making Him. I'd love to continue on with that. I don't have time. But it also had a purpose B in making Him. Not only a part in making Him, but a purpose in making Him. It says, Thy hands have made me. And it's interesting here. You see the word me three times in that verse. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn Thy commandments. You know, every one of the almost 8 billion people on planet Earth, God has a specific purpose for. By the way, the first purpose to all of us is that we'd be saved. Amen. Listen, He's not slack concerning His promise, but would have all men to come to repentance. Amen? 2 Peter 3:9 tells us. But there's a purpose. And boy, what does God want us to do? God wants us to get in His will and get to figuring out what He wants us to do. I think about steps that we can take to do that. You know, just do the revealed will of God. Pray without ceasing. What's that mean? God wants me to pray. Amen? Amen? And on, listen, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. You know what? God wants me to be a witness. He said it, amen? And you can go on, and in everything give thanks. That's the will of God. It says this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Don't worry about the mysterious parts of God's will. Get to doing the revealed will of God. And you know what? He has a way of showing you that quote-unquote mysterious part of His will. He knew God's hand had a part in making Him. He also knew God's hand had a purpose in making Him. Not only the Lord's hand in making Him, the Lord's hand in motivating Him. Number two, and that's verse 74. What's it say there? They that fear Thee will be glad when they see Me, because I have hoped in Thy word. We talked a lot about that last week. But listen, you know what his motivation was? He believed God. And that brings hope to people. Now let me ask you this. Do you bring a gleam or a gloom to people around you?
Yeah.
I laugh about that. That verse in 1 Peter 3:15, it says we ought to always be ready to give an answer of the hope that lieth within us. But you know what? For some people, you're never going to get asked of the hope that lieth within you because you're doing this all the time. Amen. Could you please, sir, tell me of the hope which lieth within you? Well, I got saved 58 years ago, and it's really working on me. Amen? No. What was it here? This idea, his motivation. Remember when Paul was on that ship in Acts chapter 27? And what did he say? He said, hey, listen, be of good cheer. I believe God. Amen. Yes. Gosh, boy, we ought to be that way. I mean, you don't have to say it that loud, especially scream at your neighbor, amen. But you can say when tough times come. And by the way, if you'll study the context of that verse in 1 Peter chapter 3, the verse right before it talks about suffering for Christ. You suffer for Christ and you still have that smile and you still have that sweetness, and somebody comes to you and says, boy, I'll tell you what's different about you? Then you can say, you know what? 25 years ago, I asked Christ to be my Savior, and everything changed from the inside out. Amen? And praise God. Amen. So, God's hand in making him, God's hand in motivating him, God's hand in molding him. We talked a little bit about this. We'll not tarry here long. Verse 75 says, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. One of the key parts of the industry I worked in for so long, the aerospace industry, was heat treating parts. You could heat them up, certain metals, up to certain temperatures, and it would strengthen them 10 to 15 times what they were, Brother Randall, before they went in the furnace. We don't like God's furnace a lot of times. But if we will endure and learn, we'll come out stronger. We'll come out stronger. We'll allow God to mold us. You know what God does with unmoldable clay? He throws it down and it breaks. But when we allow God to mold us and shape us for His glory, His purposes, amen? He knew God's hand was in making him. He knew God's hand was in motivating him. He knew God's hand was in molding him. Secondly, not only the Lord's hand, but we see the Lord's heart in verses 76 and 77. He wanted the Lord to, number one, show His love to him. Verse 76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort. Again, he's writing this from a position of affliction. And he says, you know what, God? What I really need is your kindness, but not just your kindness. Your merciful kindness. Brother Abe, I've said this many times, no words in the Bible by accident. God could have just said kindness, but he didn't. He said merciful kindness. You know, I'm reminded of that sometimes when I get on my political high horse. God's been merciful to me. Oh, don't get me wrong. Listen, evil is evil and wrong is wrong. Amen? But you know where I'd be without the mercy of God? Right in that evil and wrong crowd. And so would you. And he says here, he desires for God to show His love to him. He said, please, let me see your merciful kindness be my comfort. But then also, he desires that God would share His love with him. Not only merciful kindness in verse 76, but what does he say there in verse 77? Thy tender mercies. Thy tender mercies unto me, that I may live. Desires for not only for God to show His love to him, but to share His love with him. Please, let me have those tender mercies. Let me have that merciful kindness. Show that to me. And by the way, it's okay to pray like that. It's okay to pray like that. Sometimes we think prayer is just intercession for somebody else. Listen, if you don't pray for yourself, you're not going to be much good praying for anybody else when you stop praying. Amen? Oh, don't get me wrong. There are people that have it out of balance. They always pray for themselves. Don't ever pray for anybody else. That's just as wrong. Amen? But it's okay to say, God, I sure need your help today. I'm feeling pretty rotten. I got a bad attitude, Lord. Please help me. Help me. Show your love to me. Share your love with me. The Lord's heart, number two. The Lord's hand, number one. Three, and lastly tonight, the Lord's help. The Lord's help. In verses 78 through 80, he wanted to be, first of all, successful in the fight. 78, let the proud be ashamed. For they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. You know, pride is, it is such an affront to God, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to study about Satan here. We'll start in a couple of weeks. But what was Satan's sin? Pride. Pride. He said, I'm going to be God. Pride goeth before destruction. Amen. And he said here, these proud ones, they let them be ashamed. They dealt perversely with me. He wanted to be successful in the fight. And he went to God and he said, but you know what? Though they're going to deal perversely with me, I'm going to meditate in thy precepts. That's not easy. Most of us don't want to meditate in thy precepts. We want to mix it up with the proud. Amen? Just get in there and we'll... Well, what does he say there? He desires to be successful in the battle. What did Michael say when he contended with Satan about the body of Moses? Did he say, you dirty, rotten? He said, the Lord rebuke thee. The Lord rebuke thee. Why? Because he wanted to be successful in the battle. You and I want to be successful in the battle. We won't use these two fists. We'll use this book right here. It's our sword, amen? Successful in the battle. He wanted to be, secondly, secure in the fellowship. Verse 79. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. I feel like a broken record on this, and you are the Wednesday night crowd. So if anybody's heard this record skip more times, I don't know, it's got to be you folks. One of the most important things in the Christian life is fellowship with other Christians. Whether you're a new Christian or an old Christian, whether you're a strong Christian or a weak Christian, whether you're strong in spirit or poor in spirit, we need each other. Amen. And here is a discouraged saint of God. What does he say there in verse 79? What is he talking about here? He's talking about fellowship. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Listen, if you're discouraged, get around God's people. If you're hurting, get around God's people. If you feel like you can't go on, get around God's people. I preached a message a couple of years back, I need to break it out again, called Satan's Sifting Cycles. And one of the things he does, Jesus said to Peter, Satan hath desired to sift thee as wheat, but I prayed for thee. One of the sifting cycles that Satan uses is he gets you away from the house of God. And he gets you away from the people of God. And he convinces you that everybody's a hypocrite there and nobody cares about me and all that. And he gets you away. And once he gets you away, you're easy prey for him. What did he desire? The Lord's help. He wanted to be secure in the fellowship. Listen to me and listen to me well, church. The people here love you. The people here at this church love you. Satan tells us otherwise. He's a liar anyway. Amen? People here love you. They care about you. Now, we aren't mind readers. If you've got problems and you've got things, listen, we've talked to each other about it. Amen. Say, pray for me about this. I'm struggling with this. Sometimes we're just a little too proud. Yes, amen. To admit something like that. But he wanted to be secure in the fellowship. And then lastly, it should be verse 80 there. I apologize. It should be verse 80. He wanted to be sound in the faith. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes. There's only one way to be sound in the faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You're not going to be sound in your faith just picking this up on Wednesdays and Sundays. It's not going to happen. Amen. Now you'll get some. Praise God. We've got good Sunday school teachers around here. We occasionally have good preaching around here. Hallelujah for that. Amen. But you getting your nose in this book is how you become sound in the faith. And that way when some wind of doctrine comes along, some new thing comes along, you know what we say around here? Just the latest thing. Seen it before. Came around 10 years ago, just packaged a little differently. I think we'll just stick to the book. Amen. Amen. And that'll put us in good company when we stick to the book. Father, thank you for your blessing, your goodness tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word that ministers to our hearts. Lord, help us to seek it, to mine it each day. Lord, it's so easy to get going and get about our day and forget that you desire to speak to us through your word. Help us tonight, even perhaps before we go to bed tonight, Lord, that we would break open a chapter and just read a little bit. And as we rise tomorrow, Lord, help us to be in your word. We love you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Page 264, would you stand?